Bob Barr brings a record in Congress and some fairly high name recognition to a bid for the third-party nomination, but Tim Peterson with the Libertarian Party of Wisconsin says that doesn't mean a cakewalk for the former Republican from Georgia.
There's no question that Bob Barr has an uphill battle in gaining the Libertarian National Convention delegate support to become our candidate. He's up against some tough competitors.
There are no Libertarian Party primaries. Barr, who joined the party just over 2 years ago, will try to gain the nomination at the party's convention in Denver over the Labor Day weekend. There are some media reports that some Republicans urged Barr not to run.
Well, I'm darn glad that they recognize that the Libertarian Party is a force to be reckoned with, just like the Democrats have to deal with the Green Party folks that oftentimes will steal votes from Democratic candidates.
Peterson notes that while Barr was in Congress, he took a tough stand in the war on drugs, but since then has embraced the libertarian message.
Less foreign intervention, less spending, and less invasion into the privacy of the bedroom, as well as the privacy of other household activities. We recognize all 10 of the Bill of Rights, and I think that the Republicans miss most of them, and the Democrats miss the rest.
There are three other announced candidates for the Libertarian presidential nomination. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.